Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, October 2nd, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Tony Morrell joins us at 8:05. We're going to review the Gamecocks' loss at Kentucky and preview this upcoming game with Nooner with Missouri coming up this weekend. So certainly really looking forward to that. We'll do that today, 8:05. Also, we're going to talk about the news came out last night on Tiger Calls. Zach Orr and his team were producing that Trevor Lawrence took every snap at practice last night, or the first team reps, I say, at practice last night. Still a little sore with a little neck strain, but looks like he's going to be okay, and it's like he'll be able to go for the Tigers on Saturday. Later in the show, we're going to talk about what does that mean to the Clemson offense. What does it look like? Obviously, the offense looked different with Kelly Bryant, then with Trevor Lawrence, then with Chase Bryce. And I'll go ahead and tease a little bit here. I think that once you settle in, and one of the great reasons why they went with the change with Lawrence is that this gives you a little time now to really kind of mesh and mold and conform and configure and kind of just figure out just who the heck you are. You got a lot of things in the laboratory. We're really just trying to figure out that offensive identity. Is it ETN? Is he the base now? Is it still the downfield passing game? Is it still the vertical stuff? Is it still the big plays? Where does everybody fit? What's the roles look like? They're kind of redefining roles in the offense. We'll talk about that coming up, what some of those roles could be. Still trying to figure out some offensive line stuff, and it looked a lot better on Saturday. We'll talk about that a little bit. Zion Williamson names a witness in the FBI case, FBI investigation of college basketball. What? Talk about that and give you some really interesting names on that list. In case you missed it yesterday was a historical day in Major League Baseball. Two game number 163s. I did not know this. I learned this yesterday. Those count as regular season games. Didn't know that. Brewers went to Wrigley Field. They won 3-1. They had a Central Division tiebreaker win. They advanced. Dodgers beat the Rockies late yesterday afternoon, early evening, 5-2. They win the National League East, or National League West. Now, Colorado Rockies go to the Chicago Cubs, the two losers from yesterday. ESPN tonight, ESPN, ESPN2 tonight, 8 o'clock for the NL wild card. Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, A's and Yankees. Those two teams combined for 197 wins up in Yankee Stadium. Then on Thursday, we now know the Atlanta Braves will be playing the Dodgers now. So Major League Baseball, really in some really interesting time, historical times yesterday. Monday Night Football, in case you did not stay up and see it last night, Chiefs beat the Broncos 27-23. Patrick Mahomes in this one, 28 of 45 for 304 yards, a touchdown, no picks. Kareem Hunt, another great game. 19 carries for 121 yards. And controversial calls. I understand. Didn't watch it. I missed Joe Tessitore. But the Broncos had a 23-13 lead halfway through the fourth quarter. Kansas City cut it 23-20 with 6 minutes to play. And then in the final 2 minutes of the game, they got a touchdown on a 60-yard drive, I should say, and had 27-23 win to move to 4-0. Broncos at home fell to 2-2 now on the season after losing at home last night. I have now all set for you because we had talked all yesterday about the crazy game in Clemson. I had the TV games for you for this week. I have the lines for you for this week. And now they know that Trevor Lawrence is playing the Clemson line. Well, let me check here, because when I went to bed last night, it was 16.5 to 17. But let me just, I don't want to mislead you on that because those lines move. Very fluid situations, obviously. Yeah, Clemson is 16.5 to 17 point favorite over Wake Forest up in Winston-Salem, 330. On ESPN, and the Gamecocks, when I went to bed last night, were a 2-point favorite against Missouri. There's a little talk about Jake Bentley. We'll ask about his health coming up when we talk to Tony Morrell, but the Gamecocks now a 2 to 2.5 point favorite over Missouri. Clemson men's golf enters the final round out in Fort Worth, Texas, of a Nike tournament out there, and they are currently second behind Duke. And got this today. Didn't know this till early this morning. This came out after midnight last night. Baylor has been served with a formal notice of allegations after the NCAA completed its investigation in the school's handling of sexual assault allegations. According to the Star-Telegram newspaper, the school is being cited for lack of institutional control. Former head football coach Art Briles is being cited for failing to promote an atmosphere of compliance. Baylor has been served the notice in the last month. They have 90 days to respond. As you know, all the sexual assault and alleged sexual assaults and all the other violence on campus, including members of the football team going back more than 10 years. The hardest scandal, it was the filing of a 10 Title IX lawsuits and the lack of perceived action that way Baylor handled things. So NCAA is now handed Baylor down the lack of institutional control moniker as far as that goes. In today's show, besides that, I want to talk about, I told you, Clemson's future, Clemson's offense, and really the emotions of this team now, where they are, and of the staff, where they are. I want to get into FPI a little bit. I want to get into a couple of issues at South Carolina. One is these numbers that you really don't like for the Gamecocks. One is 122nd in big plays, and the second one is 1-8 versus top 25 schools under Will Muschamp. Finally, I'll ask a question as we kind of turn ourselves away a little bit for what else happened over the weekend. Is Kentucky a better football program than South Carolina? We'll examine that a little bit as the show goes on. One other quick thing. We're going to talk about Patrick Reed's comments to the New York Times after the Ryder Cup. Captain America didn't have a good look to him yesterday. Anyway, we'll talk about all that. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oil that stirs the pot, Mr. Or24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, and the man that did what I did yesterday, got him a new Clemson hat, my Eskimo new Clemson hat, brother, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy, how you doing over there, buddy boy?
Morning, Mickey, how are you?
I'm great. I love the lid.
Thanks.
Tiger Sports Shop?
Mm-hmm.
Over the weekend or yesterday?
Over the weekend, so nice. We are not as in sync as you wanted it to be.
I know, I got my new one yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. You didn't wear it Saturday to the game.
No, because I had a different color polo on. Didn't really jive.
I know you went with the Syracuse colors over the weekend.
I went with Clemson colors.
Well, it was blue and orange.
Was there a tiger paw on it?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Great. What'd you do yesterday?
Yesterday, we did a little show in the morning, if I do recall, if my memory serves me correctly. Talked a lot about other people. Today, we're not going to do that.
No.
Yesterday, we did Tiger calls.
Yeah.
A little 8-9 action. That was nice. Talked to Dabo and Don Munson, and they filled us in on the week that was in Syracuse and what's coming up for Wake Forest. So that was fun. It was a nice little show.
That was going to be one of my next questions. Anything else? That's a pretty long day there for you.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Tiger calls was interesting last night.
Yeah, I was going to say. Maybe the most listened to Tiger calls ever.
You think so?
One of, Right.
Were you tuned in last night?
Yeah.
Were you?
I did. We had dinner last night with one of our new pastors and a really great family from our church. So it was great. The food was great and the company was great. And it was all awesome. And then when we got in the car, it was on. And was, you know, just listening to Dabo talk about Trevor Lawrence taking all snaps and neck sprain and all that kind of stuff.
Did you hear him get invited to breakfast?
Dabo invited to breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
No. By
a gentleman called in. And, you know, normally as you poke fun at every week, it's, Dad, we love you, man. Hey, thank you so much, Coach. Do you remember meeting me in 2000, yeah. whatever it was?
I shook your hand. I got my picture made. Remember
that? And this guy starts his call that way.
Yeah.
Right? He was pouring concrete for the West End Zone in 2007 or whatever it was. Met him then. And Dad had him all fired up. And that was, it was a good little story. I thought that was going to be the end there. And the gentleman goes on to discuss how Dabo is a role model to him and a mentor of sorts outside of his father and grandfather. And, you know, he's very complimentary, and it was a nice moment. It was good. And then he goes, you know what? I'm just going to do this on air. And I go, oh, boy. Oh, boy. He goes, I know your wife has the breast cancer charity. I'm willing to donate $5,000 right now if you'll have breakfast with me and my son for an hour. What? That goes. Man, I like bacon and eggs. Sounds like charity made a little money tonight. We took the guy's info down. I guess he's going to be contacted today.
That's great, man. How do you respond to that, you know?
I don't know.
That's great. It was good. That's fantastic, man. Fantastic.
So I hope they enjoy their breakfast.
Yeah, 5K.
It's expensive breakfast. I went off air. We go to break. I go, Coach, I can offer you a good laugh and some biscuits that the old lady makes. I can't offer you 5K. Are you interested? And he goes, you have to do better than that.
Good for him, man. Typical Dabo, huh?
That was great.
Man. That's great. Speaking of breakfast, you see where... not only did Christian Wilkins take Trevor Lawrence to breakfast.
Trevor took his offensive line to breakfast.
Yeah, what a smart kid.
That's some big old boys to be taken out to eat.
Yeah, that might have cost him $5,000.
Goodness gracious.
Feed up
all
those big hog mollies up there doing all that stuff. That was good to see, man. I didn't know that about Tiger Cross. So he said that Trevor took all the first team snaps in practice yesterday.
He did. He said he looked around. He ran around. He looked fine yesterday. He's going to be fine. The neck was really sore on Sunday. But it wasn't as bad today, and he fully anticipates him being available this weekend.
You know, text message extraordinaire says, make you an inspiration to me. I'll donate $5 to your cause of choice for brunch. Do you know one of the things that you and I didn't discuss all last week yesterday?
What's that?
Was how does all this affect Trevor Lawrence emotionally?
Yeah.
And, you know, you've heard the stories of Dabo said, walked up to him and said, hey, Trevor, you know, you're the starting quarterback now. He goes, okay, coach. Yeah, I got a coach. But, you know, deep down.
It wasn't like that. It was, okay, coach.
Yeah. But deep down, you know, that's got to be weird for him in that he's close to these guys and they're all friends and rooming on the road and seeing these guys. It's got to be a little bit different for him, too. You know, maybe not even anything he's ever had to get used to before in the past. But anyway. Interesting stuff there for sure. What's on tap for segment two, buddy?
We are going to talk about that Clemson offense.
Good.
The depth charts came out yesterday, right?
Right.
And there's some couple of changes, couple of or situations now, and a new position being added to the depth chart that I think probably speaks to what's going to happen for the rest of the season.
Nice. I'm looking forward to that. That's something that we'll get into it in the next segment. I don't want to ruin too much of it. We'll get into that certainly in the next segment. I failed to mention this. There's a strange story coming out of Alabama. Mike Dubose accidentally shot himself yesterday in the abdomen area. I don't know if that's a gun cleaning.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's okay. Non-life-threatening injuries. That's good. He's hospitalized. Former Alabama head coach Mike Dubose did that. So hopefully he's okay and maybe avoid a big situation there. Did you see Patrick Reed's comments to the New York Times yesterday?
The releases, the press releases, and the stories coming out of what the U.S. Ryder Cup team was is bad.
It wasn't good.
Bad.
And one of the things he talked about that I guess we couldn't do, and a lot of stuff comes from hindsight, But we talked about how they, you know, United States, their team, I mean, there were pictures up there or signs on the wall saying, check your egos at the door. Didn't like Europe had any of those egos to check at the door. It looks like the United States, I guess, kind of had some of those. But I just found it pretty interesting. And now this happens to losers. Whenever you lose, you go back and you point fingers. I'm sad to see it come out this way. We did this with Tom Watson as a captain. Now we're doing it with Jim Furyk as a captain. Quite frankly, the guys didn't play very good golf. And that might be hard for a lot of folks to get. But bottom line is that's not a good look coming out of the United States team. Maybe we need another committee. Remember, they got these committees now to form to try to get this thing straightened out right. Maybe they'll do that between now and Whistling Straits in 2020.
That looks like a nice golf course.
Oh, looks very interesting. Got some buddies who played it, said they loved it. Looks very interesting. Kohler, Wisconsin should be really cool.
A little bit of water on that course, though, right there on was it Lake Michigan?
Superior, Ontario, Michigan.
Right on the Great Lake. One of them.
You know all the Great Lakes?
Hey, too much water for any Ryder Cup team, evidently, after what we saw this
weekend.
Yeah,
those don't really come into play much.
They act like a magnet, evidently.
Yeah. And for the United States.
Just pull the ball towards it.
Do you know all the Great Lakes?
Do I know all the Great Lakes?
Yeah.
Superior, Michigan, Huron. Was there one more?
There's five altogether.
Superior, Michigan, Huron. The Great Lakes. Superior, Michigan.
Yeah. You're three for three so far.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to know. Superior, Michigan.
The two most eastern ones.
What are the other ones? Ontario?
Yes. One away for one.
Erie, Lake Erie.
Dollar. Very good. Yeah. Very, very good. Nice stuff. Congratulations. I'm sure you looked that up while you're doing it. To be honest with you, did you look it up?
No.
Okay, good. Proud of you. Speaking of Great Lakes, got a little chill in the air this morning. You feel that coming in?
Did I feel that coming in?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't cold enough.
Oh, man, felt freezing on my way in this morning.
We need some cold.
I don't know about all that. Folks, Harbin Lumber has been in this lumber business for over 100 years. Frank Harbin and his brother, the guys got together and started this thing back in 1917. And I want you to go, if you're an upstate builder, remodeler, handyman, and look at all their exterior products, their interior products, their framing products. They have their own door plant, their own truss plant. They have installed services that can help you really in what you're doing right now. They value you. They value that relationship. They want you to be very efficient with your time and your money to get you on budget to make sure that you're profitable, make sure you're coming back. They know that really the delivery of these, the timing of these, how they stock and deliver these things, that they're very, very good at all that. On their own door plant, that really helps you save money cutting out the middleman. Same thing with trusses and some of those things. Here's what I'm telling you too. When they do have to give you exterior products or interior products, they've got the very best when it comes to those things and really helping you on that curb appeal, the exterior products and the vinyl, wooding, aluminum, any of the treated lumber, anything like that. On the interior products, all the insulation, all the interior doors, anything that you're going to need, they're going to take care of you. Everything is going to be delivered on time, in full, every single time. So do it today. Just give them, all they're asking for is a chance at a small order. And they will earn more of your business at harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053-353-5053. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Segment two with Mr. Zach Orr right after this.
Hey, students. Caitlin here with Tiger Properties to share with you the latest off-campus housing development for fall 2018. Located just 1 mile from campus, TTV is evolving with brand new luxury farmhouse cottages in phase two of Tigertown Village. These charming two-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bathroom cottages will feature spacious open floor plans and rustic farmhouse finishes. Each kitchen has high-end finishes like granite countertops and custom cabinetry. Call Tiger Properties today at 864-654-RENT and schedule a tour or visit ttvfarmhouse.com for more information.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Have you noticed the construction next to Hendrick Honda Easley? That's because they're expanding. Thanks to their amazing family of clients, the demand for Hondas continues to increase. They have the make, model, and color you want. Always in stock and ready to test drive for our customers. The 2019 Hondas are arriving. Experience the world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easley. Check out their vast inventory at ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
It's officially football season. Fall is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to invest in a new comfy mattress. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca features both Beautyrest and Serta brands and has the largest stock and lowest prices around. Stop in, lay around, and the outlet's experienced staff will guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go by Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your Honey Bunny does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to urbannirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
Here at The Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. Here's a real full-service bank that puts community first. They are the community bank you have been looking for. Whether it is for business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and personal one-on-one services and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Find a local branch at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Again, that's CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
That's why they get up in the morning.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hit me with the horn, 20! Keep making noise! Keep making noise! Yeah!
Hey, my friends at Engineered Sleep, I'm on their website right now looking at it. They want to invite you down and really just come down with an open mind. You don't have to buy anything. Just come down, visit their showroom, and let them show you how they make a mattress. They're located at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. They're open today from 9 to 5, weekdays 9 to 5, Saturdays 10 to 4. Number 244-0898. Go and really just let them show you what they do and talk to you about your beds. Talk to you about what you're getting and how they do it and the difference in what they do. And then compare prices to the kind of product that you're getting. That they really welcome all of that. In the end, they're going to custom design you a bed that you're going to love. Orders at engineersleep.com, 866-244-0898 for those living outside of the area. Who pays long distance charges now anyway, but here locally, 244-0898 as well, or 866-244-0898. And here's the bottom line. I keep hearing over and over and over from friends and people saying, hey man, just got the mattress, love it. You know, sleeping better than I've ever slept before. Don't have back pains anymore. Whenever I fall asleep on the couch or whenever I'm out of town, that's not happening now. And I'll leave you this, Mr. Or 24. This weekend, I'm going to Winston-Salem for the game. because I love my bed so much, we're going up Saturday morning, and because it's a 3:30 game, and we're coming back Saturday night. So I get Friday night in the bed, Saturday night in the bed. First time in a long time on a weekend, I get both, you know.
You're making, well, that's a big drive, isn't it?
3 hours.
6 hours of driving.
Oh, that's easy. I got that and do that with one hand tied behind my back.
Back's going to stiffen up in the car.
No,
there.
No, I got this. Mm. Everything's good. It's engineersleep.com. Segment two, Mr. Zach Orr.
Clemson released its depth chart for Wake Forest yesterday. The two deep included a couple of changes and a couple of non-changes, some welcomed continuations, one of those being Trevor Lawrence as the starter at quarterback. His neck, as we talked about in the first segment, his neck and his concussion, all good to go. He was a full go at practice yesterday, looked good, took all of the first team snaps, according to Dabo Swinney on his call-in show last night. Obviously, Chase Bryce was his backup. There was only two listed at quarterback on the depth chart. You have to assume that Hunter Renfrow is QB3 right now, or maybe they feel confident about Ben Batson at some point in time, but Hunter is certainly in the mix if everything goes horribly, horribly wrong. Elsewhere, a new position on the depth chart we talked about for a second, H-back, Mickey Plyler. Garrett Williams listed as a starter at H-back with Mylon Richard as the starter, the sole starter at tight end. His backups, Braden Galloway, Cannon Smith, and J.C. Chalk are all of the or variety. Garrett Williams at H-back is an indication to me that they're going to maybe run the ball a little more. Am I completely wrong in saying that? H-back, for my understanding at least, is essentially a tight end but set back off the line. But it's used a lot for blocking to play like a tight end, set a forward of where a fullback would be in an I formation kind of thing. But it's just another big body on the field. It seems like they're going to obviously embrace a spread. They're a spread offense to begin with, but more of a power spread kind of thing. Is that too wild and outlandish to assume?
No, I think what you saw in Saturday's game with Clemson running the football as efficiently as they did when they had to and really imposing their will upon Syracuse, I think that you're going to see that. Again, I think what Clemson's trying to figure out is, you know, what their identity is a little bit on offense, and having to do that now with three different quarterbacks in five games, playing in crunch time in five different games, you know, and three different styles, really, you know, that you're trying to find that a little bit. Also, just the emergence of the offensive line. You're only as good as what your offensive line will allow you to do. And it does appear to me, does it appear to you, that this offensive line is better at run blocking than they are pass blocking. That's pretty safe to say.
Mm-hmm.
So that, with your very special talent of Travis Etienne, who looks like he is just becoming more and more comfortable in you know, seeing things and his role. You know, so many times, even on a little counter play, like he would cut it back, or on some lead plays, whatever, he would cut it back. And just knowing and seeing and getting more comfortable in the game around him, finding his place.
Yeah, some patience this year that he has not had. Last year, he didn't have
right,
a lot of patience last year.
Right. There's a lot of things. Mm-hmm. He's kind of learning his way, too. Look, we're only, if you do play 15 games, which is great, you're one-third of the way through the season now.
Let me ask you this in regards to Travis Etienne. We talked about everything Clemson football related over the summer to no end. One of the things we mentioned was about Travis Etienne and how it could be argued that he kind of fell off production-wise towards the end of that season, right?
Right. Well, he did.
Was that because defenses were scheming towards him, or is that because he got a little tired at the end of that season, kind of the wear and tear of a freshman season? If you're going to up his carries like this, you're going to up his production, obviously, because he's been unbelievable these last couple of games. Is there a thought in the back of your mind, if you're Scott or Elliott or even Dabo, we need to maybe preserve this kid's legs a little bit for later in the season?
I don't think so. In what you talked about for last year, he had 15 carries against Wake Forest this week last year. From there on, 5 carries, 7 carries, 8 carries, 14 carries, 8 carries, 9 carries, 6 carries, and 4 carries. Now, he got hurt in the Alabama game.
How many carries did he have up to this point last year through 5 games?
8, 6, 9, 8, and 15. No. Through 5 games, 8 didn't play, 6, 9, and 8. So it's not like they wore him out last year. He had 2 games which he carried it more than 9 times last year. So they didn't, I didn't think they backed off. I didn't think he got tired last year. I think the fact is that some people, he became a focal point. They knew they couldn't throw the ball downfield. And teams, when he came in the game, it's pretty obvious that he was going to be a big part of what they're doing. I think teams did a good job of keeping in front of him. Even now, you'll see it. You know, he hadn't had the, make sure I'm not saying this, he hadn't had the huge, you know, last year he had 54-yard run against Kent State, 81 against Louisville, 50 against Boston College, 52 against Syracuse. And this year, his longest runs were 40 yards and 30 yards. The point is that they're playing a lot higher to safety look against him. You're trying to limit his bigger plays, but that helps the passing game too, you know?
Sure.
So last year I think that they couldn't do anything in the passing game as much, and they weren't a threat there. When he came in the game, he was the one guy you had to stop, right?
Absolutely.
This year, he's the one guy you have to stop, but you also have to stop Trevor Lawrence's arm. You also have to stop, you know, moving forward now. T. Higgins and Justin Ross and Amari Rodgers and Hunter Renfrow and those guys too, right? I think you make a great point about Garrett Williams and about the offense moving forward. I watched the replay again yesterday for the third time. And Garrett Williams was a big, big part of a lot of those runs. And when Garrett Williams is in the game, there's an awful lot of good things that he does in the, you know, his block. He's a tough blocker. He's the best blocker, really, in my opinion, of your tight end / H-backs now. So I think that says a big message to him. Yeah, you're going to see him more. You're going to run the ball more, I think. But all that goes back into now that makes this downfield passing game much more effective, right?
Absolutely, and it should. As long as you give Trevor the time necessary to be back there and observe the field.
Right.
You should be fine. And the H-back still plays into that. He can stay in as a blocker.
Right.
And be that release valve if need be, if pressure comes into play. Just quickly back to ETN, 73 carries on the season already. He had 107 last year.
For the whole year?
For the whole year.
But he got beat up against Alabama. He got
beat
hurt.
Up against Bama, but he got popped on that opening kickoff, if everybody remembers that.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have those super long runs. The longest run he had last year was, what, 81 against Louisville?
Yes.
He had a 52-yarder against Syracuse on October the 13th. And that was his longest run for the rest of the season.
What, if I'm hearing you right,
mm-hmm.
Your question is, did he get tired in the last year?
Did he get tired in the last year? And then are you confident enough in his offseason work, his weight room stuff, his lower body got bigger this offseason, as we can all see so far this year. Confident enough that's going to hold up to be the guy to tote the rock, which you're on pace for a big number right now.
I got about three thoughts here. Number one is he does look bigger and stronger in his lower body. You notice mm-hmm. he's breaking more tackles.
Mm-hmm.
He's got great balance, too. Man, I think we're talking about it. I had a conversation last night with a former support staff member that said, man, you know, we might be talking about the best back in Clemson history. He's got a chance. I told you that on yesterday's show. He has a chance. We can start having that conversation a little bit as he moves forward.
Yep.
Two, I just don't see, again, let's look at the numbers, Zach. I don't see that last year he was worn out.
Did he look like the same back at the end of the season that he did at the beginning?
I think that's defenses, not him. First of all, earlier in the year, he hit the hole really hard and was this hair on fire guy. Later in the year, they looked like they were trying to teach him to slow down and use his blocks more.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that was natural to him, and I don't think that worked. I think his style was different, but not because he had 5 carries against Syracuse, 7 against Georgia Tech, 8 against NC State, 8 against Citadel, 9 against South Carolina. I mean, physically he can handle, you and I can handle 8 carries a game. You know, and we're not in very good shape. So I don't think it's that. I think that he looked like, okay, you got to use your blocks more, man. You got to slow down. You got to be patient. Read this, read that. Whereas before, he just hit the hole and just ran hard, you know. He looked like a different style in the second half. I don't see how in the world, unless he was in the worst shape of the world, how 5 carries, 7 carries, 8 carries, 8 carries, 9 carries, 6 carries, 4 carries made the guy tired.
Well, I mean, he came in as a true freshman, played as a true freshman.
Yeah.
It's a different level, obviously, than coming from Jennings, yeah. Louisiana.
Anyway, look, maybe he was banged up.
Sure.
But not worn out. I mean, who knows? He might have been nicked. Who knows?
He's on pace for 213 carries this year.
But I'll tell you this. I'm okay with that.
I am, too. I'm curious to see if there's a thought process that happens over the course of the season that we need to make sure this guy's fresh enough at the end of it to be able to carry the ball for us.
Maybe so. Long. Remember this, though. Going into last week, How many texts, tweets, phone calls did you get about, man, you got to give ETN the ball.
Absolutely.
You got to give him the ball.
Absolutely.
So now we're going to get him the ball. It's like Dabo is too loyal. Well, he's not loyal anymore. Well, he needs to be more loyal.
I'm not implementing take the ball away from him.
I hope not.
I'm just asking for an opinion, maybe some.
How many carries
does
he have
approaches.
So far?
How many carries does he have so far?
Yeah.
73.
Right now.
If you play 15, which is the goal,
right.
you're on pace of 213.
73 divided by 5, he's getting it 14.6 times a game. That's okay. I like that. 15 times, I like it. I'd like to have about 18 a game.
I mean, what did he get last game?
27.
27.
And you know what? If he gets 26, he might not win the game. You know?
I mean, I think his carries are only going to go up, right?
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to be 30 times a game, but over about 20 would probably be where you're at from now on.
Because
you're not going to have that quarterback running the ball as much.
No. But, and you know, this is something that you and I talked about in the stands on Saturday. Choice is playing a pretty high level right now. Feaster's playing his best football of his career so far.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not forget about those two. So it's not like you're going to Scrappy-Doo and Scooby-Doo over there, you know?
They're all playing very well. But there's one that's clearly the best running
back
right now.
There's no doubt about that. It's a balance in there. You are exactly right. And if I never, ever, ever see Trevor Lawrence carry the ball downfield, I'll be a happy man. I'll die a happy man if I never see him have to run the ball through any of that.
I think you still got to do it every once in a while to keep them honest.
Yeah. But I need to learn how to slide, buddy.
Slid on Saturday.
He did.
He had a good slide on Saturday.
On the one he got hurt on, he got tripped up, and it was awkward the way he went down.
He got tripped and then got targeted.
Yeah, and then how about Syracuse over there celebrating? Once they saw him down, it's like, yeah, he's
dead. I don't know if they were celebrating that.
No, the dude on the sideline was jumping up and down, his hands up and down like this, like, nah. He's hurt, he's out.
I don't believe they're celebrating an injury.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, no. I'll show you two different camera angles.
I saw one, the cameras.
The one on the guy on the sidelines was jumping up and down with his hands in the air like he just won a football game. It was like,
he's excited they kept him from making a first time, making a big play.
No, because the delay, he watched it, and it's right there in front of him. He's like, oh, my God, he's hurt. Yes! You know what, man? They're kids. I don't blame them for that stuff, but still, that's kind of crazy. Man, we got a lot to do today. Delvin, William, guys, hang on. I'm going to come straight to your phone calls. I do want to talk more about where does this offense go? And what can it look like? Is it fair to say this in summary before we get, and we'll talk more about it here?
Sure.
Is it fair to say this, that there's still figuring out with the offensive line, you know, earlier they were going to they're trying to figure out, okay, the offense is with each quarterback. What does that look like? Got it. And now you got the 13 quarterback had to figure out something with him in there. Got it. Now let's assume that Trevor Lawrence is healthy for the rest of the year, knock on wood. They're having to figure out that with the offensive line, with getting Ross and Galloway and DK in there more, with having to, you know, figure out your running back rotation a little bit. It's really, and we kind of talked about this all year long, the schedule allows you to figure those things out.
Schedule allows you to figure those things out, do enough to win those games, and to peak at the right moment.
Right.
And hopefully that's the end of the season.
Right. 100% right. And you'll be a better team in December than you are in September, and that's really the goal anyway. Don't want to peak too soon there. All right, great stuff there. I appreciate that. Segment two, as always, always enjoy it with Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24. University Cottages, universitycottages.com. You and I were talking about ericnewton.com during the break, and some great things going on at ericnewton.com right now. Go by and see those folks. Go by and see University Cottages. Hey, if Ingles Crossing, it is awesome. What are you looking for to place to live now? What do you need? Granite countertops? You need appliances? You need a doggy park? You need a resort-style pool? You need you need all the Wi-Fi included and stuff? You need a ceiling fan in every room. You need a big watch screen TV in your living rooms. You need 2 bedrooms, 2.5 baths. You need your own cottage. They've got it all. And what do you need? A little lower rent? How about less than $500 a month? I love that. To find out more, the number that matters, 784-3400, 784-3400, University Cottages, universitycottages.com. When we come back, we'll open up phone lines once more after this.
Join me, William Quackenbush, and Donnell Clark this Friday night for the Tri-County Tech High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Granger Nissan. This week's game is Powdersville at Pendleton. Pre-game starts at 7 o'clock, right here on 105.5 The Roar.
Don Munson here. The Clemson Tigers Network is your home for Tiger calls and your connection directly to Coach Dabo Swinney. Every Monday night, I get to the heart of Clemson Tiger football with Coach Swinney, reviewing the previous week's game, looking ahead to the next opponent, and taking your calls. Tiger calls, Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch Tiger calls every Monday starting at 8 p.m. right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Head to Bojangles for Chicken Supreme snack for just $3.99.
For over 45 years, Hugh Durham has been serving the real estate needs of the upstate. Whether it's residential, commercial, land and acreage, relocation, appraisals and auctions, or development, the skilled agents at Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham & Associates have complete knowledge of the area and make it easy for you to buy or sell. They understand the financial importance and guide you every step of the way. Call Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham & Associates at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com. You'll be treated like family.
This is Terry Wyatt with Ag South Farm Credit.
This is Christy Ross with Ag South Mortgages.
At Ag South, we offer low, fixed-rate loans for real estate, livestock, farm improvements, or construction.
If you need to purchase a home, whether in town or in the country, or just refinance your existing mortgage, give me a call.
At Ag South, we care about our customers, and we will communicate with you every step of the way, from application to closing and beyond.
So for your lending needs, no matter how big or small, call us at 864-226-8507.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 619788.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Swinney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Do you want bigger biceps? Do you want to increase your bench by 58 pounds in 6 weeks? Protein is not enough. 75 to 90% of your protein is wasted and not used for muscle building. Optinas works genetically to redirect protein to your muscles. Clinical trials showed a 12-time increase in arm size and 3-time increase in lean body mass compared to a placebo. Experience Optinas. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno hammocks, Kavu rope bags, mountain khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
You in?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Canty wants to help you out. C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. They can fix your crawl spaces, You know, you don't want mold and mildew. You don't want anything to happen to your the air that your family's breathing. Mold and mildew are bad, bad, bad stuff. Don't let that happen. What they can do is come in. They can encapsulate. Never really used that word before until I talk about this. Encapsulate your entire crawl space. Dry it up. Make for cleaner air for you and your family. And they're going to do this. Really come by and give you a no obligation free estimate. Just come out and investigate and see if there's anything they can do to help you. It's easy. It's C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. We'd love to hear from you three different ways on Twitter, at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr 24 in the Twitterverse. On our healthcare text line, 986-1566. And the big priority is our phone calls on our Priority One Security Studios on our Northern Communication phone line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. That's where Delvin has been holding very patiently through Mr. Orr's second segment. Good morning, Delvin. I hope you're doing well this morning.
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Man, we're blessed. Everything's great. Very blessed.
Yeah, I saw that depth chart in the H-back. I mean, it gives you possibilities not only in the run game but the pass game. Can you imagine having him, Garrett Williams, Marlon Richards, or even Garrett Williams and Brandon Galloway on the field and what Trevor Lawrence do with them, like as the H-back and the tight end on the field at the same time?
Yeah.
Game as well.
Yeah, you know, they open up an awful lot.
Especially at the goal line.
Yeah, some of that is some motion stuff that they do with him. But in the running game itself, I can't judge Galloway yet because I hadn't seen him enough. Mylon Richards, not the best blocker. That's not who he's there. Cannon Smith, more of a blocker than a pass receiver. Like to see, you know, maybe Garrett Williams involved in the passing game a little bit too. We'll see that moving forward maybe. But really, one of the major differences in the running game this past weekend, besides the Tigers having to go old school and do it this way, and obviously ETN being a big part of that, was that Gates or Vinca looked great, and then as the right guard in there because they had to move Pollard out to tackle when Ankrum got hurt, and then Garrett Williams looked really, really good in sealing some of those blocks over there, kick out blocks and things on those lines. I thought he got the helmet on the right side and was pretty physical in his blocks.
Yeah, you know, and I'm confused. Was it a concussion or a neck sprain for Trevor Lawrence? You got neck. I'm hearing neck sprain. I'm seeing concussion.
Jeff Scott said yesterday that it was more of a neck strain than it was a concussion. I talked to someone close to one of the team doctors yesterday or over the weekend and said it was a mild concussion-like symptoms, but that they weren't really worried about it moving forward. That really, according to Jeff Scott yesterday, that the neck was probably a little more, that they weren't going to put him out there anyway, and that the neck's still a little bit sore, but you know what? You could do a little bit with strains rather than concussions or any kind of structural damage. They feel good about it right now, seemingly he's going to play this weekend.
Yeah, and I just want to ask Zach, you going to go to the Panthers-Giants game this weekend?
Zach? He's not listening to us right now. Oh, you okay over there, buddy? What are you doing over there? Huh? You got a question from Delvin.
I'm sorry, I was reading a tweet from somebody else. Go ahead, Delvin.
Okay. He said, are you going to the Panthers and Giants game this weekend?
Absolutely not. I'm not putting my money on that terrible team.
Really?
No.
The Panthers?
The Giants.
Oh. Are you done with them?
Yes.
Dang, Delvin. Didn't take
already?
Long for him to give up, huh? I know. Just giving up.
Already, man?
1-3. It doesn't look great.
Come right here and show
me. So you don't throw in the white flag already?
I'm going to watch, but I'm going to watch from the comfort of my own home on my own couch. I'm not driving to Charlotte and paying money for that.
Man, I saw he gives up on us, huh? Hope we don't have a bad cold around here or something. He might give up on me. Huh, Delvin, I appreciate the phone call, buddy. Hope you have a great day. What's your record right now? Giants.
1-3.
If they're 4-0, would you be going?
If they're 4-0, absolutely.
They're 1-3 and not going.
But they're 1-3, and there's very little hope for the rest of the season.
Mm. Sorry you give up on your boys. William is in the Peach State of Georgia. William, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Good, man. Good morning. How y'all?
We are blessed. Doing great.
Got a couple concerns with them Georgia Bulldogs. I want to talk over with you, see what your opinion is.
All right.
I was so high on Swift in the beginning of the season, and with that big O-line we got, he should be running wild. But I believe Holyfield has impressed me more than Swift. I mean, really.
What I understand is Swift has been a little bit nicked up and banged up so far. He doesn't look 100%, doesn't look the same. But I think that's a little bit of injury right now.
He had a groin injury and during the pre, or whatever you call it, you know, he had a groin injury, but that should have healed. I don't know how long it takes for that to heal.
Yeah.
But anyway, this team is young, and everybody's just – I don't know if this year's going to be our year or not, but I know they're going to get better the more they play. That's my philosophy on it.
Yeah.
The more they play, the better they're going to get. Go ahead.
You're a little bit like – a little bit like Clemson. You're a little bit like a lot of teams right now. You got so many pieces. Where does Robertson fit in? Where does Hardman and Ridley and Holloman and Godwin and Holyfield and Herrion and Swift and Fields, you know, with James Cook, and where all these guys fit in? You're just trying to figure all that out right now to make a little run. And like so far we talk about with Clemson, Georgia's schedule so far has allowed them. It will allow them again this week because you got Vanderbilt. But you got to clean it up a little bit because you do have LSU in Florida, Kentucky and Auburn, and you'll have Alabama later on. So you got to clean it up a little bit. But you got time, man. Now's not time to have to be play great. Figure it out before then.
Funny you bring up Fields. I wish he'd play him more, but he's already broke the redshirt rule. He done that Saturday.
Yeah.
So he needs to start playing him, I guess. But I got one more thing to say, Mickey, and I don't want to make you mad. I'm going to get your blood pressure up when I ask you this. How in the world can you say that Clemson imposed their will Saturday, dude? Was you watching the same game I was?
Yeah, most certainly did.
Watched
every single bit of it.
Looked like to me that Syracuse took y'all to the wire, my friend. If ETN hadn't punched it in right there with, 4 minutes left? 5 minutes left? I don't know.
41 seconds
might have been a different outcome. 41 seconds. Yeah. I don't know.
Did you watch the game, William?
I watched most of it. I seen the last touchdown by ETN. Now, don't get me wrong. Clemson was the better team. Clemson sort of won, but I just didn't see nobody imposing each other's will.
Well, let me give you some numbers. Let me change your mind on this because you're open-minded.
I am. Very. Clemson, you know,
Clemson with a third-team quarterback once Lawrence went out, knowing that you got to run the ball. They ran it 53 times. Yeah. They ran it for 293 yards, and they were getting big, huge chunk plays. And let me give you the idea of imposing your will, okay? With the game on the line in the fourth quarter, down by 10 in the fourth quarter, they went on a six-play, 75-yard drive in which ETN went for 17 yards, ETN went for 26 yards. And then with the game on the line, in the final drive of the game, they take the ball over at their own six-yard line, all right? They go ETN run for 14, ETN run for 5, Adam Choice run for 8, Tavion Feaster run for 11, Tavion Feaster run for 6, Tavion Feaster run for -1, ETN run for 2. They get a false start. They throw a pass to the 20. Then Chase Bryce runs for 17. ETN runs for -1. Tavion Feaster runs for 11. Feaster runs for 3. ETN runs for a 2-yard touchdown. They have a 13-play drive in which 12 of them were runs on a 94-yard drive in which they're just getting chunks of yards. They imposed their will. Their offensive line imposed their will, and they ran for 293 yards. That's
I agree. I hadn't looked at it. Now I see what you're saying. I know it was a slug fest. I know that. But,
well, you got Clemson, 13 quarterback Clemson. In there, and you can't throw the ball. So I mean, you can throw it, but you decided to run it, and ETN runs for over 200 yards, and the offensive line pretty much imposed their will. They ran it when Syracuse knew they were going to run it, much like what Georgia does now. They knew they're going to run it, and they ran it right at them, and Syracuse couldn't stop them. So that's imposed their will.
Well, you guys I know you got stuff to do. So have a good day.
Thank you, William. Appreciate the phone call, Zach. Pretty safe to say Clemson imposed their will upon Syracuse.
Okay. They made that a point at halftime to say that, and they executed it in the second half.
So just making sure there. Let me get Ron in Spartanburg. I got about a minute or so. Good morning, Ron. Thanks for hanging on.
No problem, Mick. Hope you have a good morning.
You too.
I just had a quick comment for you. I called you last year, and this in regard to Trevor's neck injury / concussion.
Right.
My daughter played soccer here in Spartanburg and had a concussion and was out for a year and a half. And actually, she ended up with neck problems. It actually wasn't a concussion. So it does make sense what they're saying with slight concussion symptoms and strain. So I hope they've just got it dealt with correctly for them moving forward either way, just because those symptoms can definitely be an issue. So,
yeah, no doubt. And the thing that we mentioned on yesterday's show is that, you know, all concussions are different. You got to be careful with the neck. I've had friends that have done some of that stuff too, and we've seen that happen. I will tell you this, from knowing the medical staff there, and I know those guys really well, I've known a lot of them for 20-something years, That young man's health will be first and foremost over any football game or playing time or anything like that. They've got a good team over there that will, you know, take care of that. So hopefully he'll be back and be healthy 100%.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate the phone call. Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158, 404-8158. I want to talk to you business owners out there right now. If you've got a